Patrick, the morning after, to get the result that you guys were able to get last night, and with how well you guys played against Boston, what's the feeling in the room coming out of the bye week now as you move ahead to this Nashville-St. Louis week again?
Yeah, I think it's a good feeling, get a win. I think we liked the way we played against Boston, but couldn't get any points, so it was an awesome win yesterday. I think everybody played hard. Everybody played the way we need to and we want to. And that was the result we needed. And hopefully carry this momentum to those next two games.
Fair to say the compete level was the biggest thing that your club wanted to continue from going into the bye week, but now you got the result.
Yeah, I think it was, everybody was just battling hard, doing what they're supposed to do out there, doing one job. That's all that matters, and battling for each other, protecting each other out there, and that's the way we're gonna win games. And it was a good effort.
Any sense of relief that the win finally did come?
Yeah, I think it's, that's why we play the sport, to win games, and it's been kind of tough lately, but finally get a win against a central team, against a really good team. It's good for us, and hopefully we can get some confidence from yesterday. And the schedule is not getting any easier. So hopefully take all the good things we did from those games and try to bring them to the next two.
One of the points that that becomes fairly evident with this club, and if there's been some struggle, is that the power play hasn't been as good as you guys have wanted to. Does it surprise you with what you guys can throw out there that you haven't been able to crack it more often?
Yeah, I think like the last couple of years, we've been top five each year on our power play, and now it's been kind of struggling this year at times. Against Boston, I think we had 7 power plays and 0 goals. So that's obviously something we need to improve. And that's, like against Boston, they scored a couple in the power play and we scored 0 and they won. That's just the way it goes sometimes. And usually the special teams are really critical in those tight games. And that's something we need to improve and kind of tight up.
With Blake's vision out there, I mean, what are you trying to do to get that seam pass back that was just so deadly the last 2 seasons?
Yeah, I think it's more like kind of, it comes from up top. It's such a tough pass. Like it might come to me once a game, but it's a tough pass to make. And I think every team kind of knows that it's eventually coming. So I think it's coming more from Pionk nowadays. And for me, it's just doesn't matter if I'm shooting or in the slot, just try to, find spots and hopefully get a couple of good shots in and just try to hit the net.
Last one on that topic, without Dustin, obviously Pionk has moved in and is sort of quarterbacking things and has really evolved nicely in that role. What have you liked about what he's done?
Yeah, I think he has a really good shot, and he he's not afraid to use it, and that's something we need. Somebody who can really shoot the puck from the top, so they can, they're gonna respect it, or it's 5-on-4. Somebody's gonna be open. If they take away Pionk, somebody else is gonna be open, and it's same for everybody. But he's done a really good job up there, and he's been a good addition.